One of America's most controversial business leaders has agreed not to lead any more public companies. Former Sunbeam chief executive Albert Dunlap also will pay a $500,000 fine to settle fraud charges brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Albert Dunlap was one of the most famous and feared turnaround specialists of the 1990s, known for saving troubled companies like Lilly Tulip and Scott Paper. Nicknamed Chainsaw Al for his ruthless cost-cutting, he wrote in his best-selling management guide, "You're not in business to be liked. If you want a friend, get a dog." Dunlap justified his slash-and-burn style in the name of the shareholder. But Associate Director Tom Newkirk of the SEC's Enforcement Division says Dunlap cheated shareholders while CEO at Sunbeam by cooking the company's books.
The commission found that he was a fraud artist.
Dunlap doesn't admit to any wrongdoing. But Newkirk says from 1996, when he was hired at Sunbeam, until 1998, Dunlap used a catalog of accounting tricks to artificially boost the appliance company's financial appearance. Newkirk says Dunlap and then Chief Financial Officer Russell Kirsch manipulated reserve accounts, recorded sales prematurely, and concealed return merchandise, all to create the illusion of a rapid turnaround at Sunbeam.
At one point, they managed to pump the stock up to $58 a share from somewhere in the mid-teens. Then, of course, it all fell apart and the company ended up in bankruptcy court. And the investors who bought the shares along the way ended up with nothing.
Sunbeam's board fired Dunlap in 1998. Investors were able to recover some of their losses through a class action lawsuit. That suit was settled last month for $141 million, including $15 million paid out of Dunlap's own pocket. The SEC took that payment into account in accepting a relatively modest $500,000 fine from Dunlap. Robert Kornreich, who was one of the lead attorneys in the private lawsuit, says it's entirely appropriate the former CEO is barred from leading public companies in the future.
I think that his reputation was very much damaged by this whole episode. And, I believe he's not going to be pursuing an active corporate career, certainly not with any public companies.
Kirsch, the former chief financial officer, is also barred from serving as an officer or director of a public company. He agreed to pay a $200,000 fine. The SEC is still pursuing charges against three other former Sunbeam officers, as well as the lead partner from the company's former auditor, Arthur Anderson. Emory University professor Andrew Ward, who studies CEOs, says there's still a role for cost-cutting leaders like Dunlap. But he says there's more to turning around a struggling company than just chainsawing dead wood.
You also need to be able to build up those areas where the company does have potential. And whether Dunlap himself was doing that, it seems that he was more focused on stopping the bleeding in the organizations than on building them up for the long term.
Dunlap's attorney says his client welcomes the SEC settlement since it allows Dunlap to continue his retirement. Chainsaw Al could still lead a private company or consult for public firms, but it appears the man who cut some 6,000 jobs at Sunbeam may have cut his own career short as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News.